and exploring their concerns. Focus on the problem and inquire, when did it start? Sometimes people had relationship problems that predated the cancer, and you need to sort of add that into the equation. Does it predate it? Whether it's linked to anything, treatment, medication, disease. I mean, I've done quite a lot of people that have had abuse and lots of other problems, and therefore, do these people need referring on? Because every time, you know, they might go for some treatments, it might make them remember, you know, the initial problem. How does it affect them, and how does it affect their partner? And feed back their concerns, so use some active listening. And empathise with any difficulties they identify with. And I think these very simple ways of working, as I say, will help 75% of your patients. I'm sure you do most of this with people, so never think you're not helping, because you're helping a lot of people. And I think it's really, really important to realise that. And negotiate how they want to manage with them, because they may just want to talk about them. But some of the simple things that people stop doing, just like communicating, you know, doing the things like making an effort for a meal or going out, it's encourage them to do that. I always say to people, do a spot of courting. You know, the things that you did to try and get the other person to be attracted to you. We stop doing it. And it's trying to do those things. And just finally...